I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. There you are, tuned into the best show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expect that has yet to occur. And on top of all that, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's episode. Today's topic is authority. Authority. How can you build your authority in life? I think a lot of people, especially in the internet space, any of you, those of you who are in the quote-unquote internet space, building your brand, getting your name known, you want to be a thought leader, you want to be a professional speaker, you want to be an expert in any topic, you need authority. All of those things need authority in order to have a foundation. If you're going to be a speaker, you got to have some authority. What do you know enough about that you can stand in front of a room and inform, educate other people on that topic? You're going to write a book, you got to have some authority on whatever it is that you're writing about, whether it's something that you did yourself or something that you know a lot about or something that you have researched a lot about. You want to be known as a thought leader or an expert. You want to be a brand name. You want to be a well-known brand name for whatever it is you're about. There has to be some authority behind it. Okay, we will trust this person when it comes to which laptop to buy because they have this authority. They did this. They went to this place. They've been at this space. They know about these things. They wrote this book. They did this blog post. I follow them on Twitter and they say these things. How do you develop this authority? Here's what you must do. You must have an opinion. If you want to establish yourself as an authority on anything in the world, you must have an opinion. And here's a challenge that I've seen, because I use social media every single day. I use social media frequently every single day. And I see a lot of people out there who are looking to build their brands. They want to be known for certain things. I read people's bios on social media, on Instagram and on Twitter, or looking at their YouTube bios, the place where people literally get to describe themselves as much as they want. Well, not as much as they want, because there's a limit to how many characters you can write. But in that confined space, they get to describe themselves and say what they are. And a lot of people are trying to associate their names. What I see in their bios, people are trying to associate their names with marks of authority. Hey, I'm an author, or I'm a speaker, or I'm an expert, or I know how to help people do this, or I do this thing, or I'm a person to come to for this thing right here. I see a lot of people doing that. And if you look around at people's bios, you've seen the same thing. But here's the problem that a lot of people have, and the reason why their brands have not really stuck. Their brands have not really taken off. Their brands are not really connecting in the minds of enough people. The number one reason that it's not connecting is these people have no opinion. The things that they say is just so vanilla. It's like they're not saying anything that anybody could possibly disagree with. See, the thing about an opinion is that people could possibly disagree with it. An opinion could possibly rub somebody the wrong way. An opinion, somebody could be staunchly against your stance and come back and say, I don't agree with what you said because this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing. And you got to stand on your opinion and maybe dig your heels in and maybe agree with them. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're wrong. But you got to have something to stand on where people say, okay, when it comes to this person right here, this is how they feel about this right here. And this is how they feel about this. And this is how they feel about this. And everybody is not going to agree with you when you have an opinion. And if you want to be a person in a position of authority, you must have an opinion. And people need to know what your opinion is. If they don't know what your opinion is, They probably don't know who you are. They may recognize you. They may see your name and say, oh, that's cool. But nobody can get all the way in with you when you don't have an opinion. The thing about an opinion is the stronger that you stand on your opinion, first of all, there are going to be some people who disagree with you. There are going to be some people who say, no, you're absolutely wrong. Let's say on a topic of something that everybody hasn't, let's just say abortion. Okay, now I'm not going to give you my opinion on abortion, but let's just say someone came out and they decided that's what their platform is going to be. I'm going to be all about, I'm anti-abortion, so I'm pro-life. I mean, anybody who gets pregnant, they need to have that baby. If you come out and that's your stance, there's going to be a whole lot of people who disagree with you, who will argue with you, fight against you, try to destroy you in online debates, say negative things about you. Anything you say, they're going to say something negative back at you. Why? Because you have established an opinion that people are staunchly against. But at the same time, when you establish an opinion and you are vocal about your opinion and you're clear and honest about your opinion, there's going to be a whole lot of people who hitch onto that wagon, a whole lot of people who buy in and say, yes, that's what I think. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you're putting it out there. That's what I've been thinking all along. That's what I've been saying all along. That's what I've been saying to people all the time. Now you're the mouthpiece for it. I'm so glad you came along. That person's going to be all in on you. Challenge that a lot of people have is, see, the reason why people don't want to step up and have an opinion, especially in the world that we have these days, is because when you state an opinion and you're clear on your opinion, there are going to be some people who don't like it. And when people don't like your opinion, especially in the world we're in now, it is very, very easy for them to let you know about it. They can let you know about it virtually, anonymously. I mean, even if somebody has their name and their picture on there, it's still somewhat anonymous to me. I mean, you can't reach out and touch this person. Then there used to be a commercial, I think it was AT&T, where it said, reach out and touch someone. You can't reach out and touch the person. You may never have been to the town that they're in. Maybe they've never been in the town that you're in. There's so many people in the world. You will probably never come across this person. Even if you did, you wouldn't even know it was them. It's virtually anonymous. People can say what they want to say. They don't have to worry about standing on their words or standing behind what they said, especially if they don't have a well-known brand, so they don't have anything to defend. They're like this vapor type of adversary who's going after you for whatever reason, maybe in a small way, maybe in a big way. Maybe they're keeping it professional and respectful. Maybe they're being really personal and disrespectful, but this is how it is. This is the world that we're in right now. A lot of people don't want to state an opinion because they know that can happen. They know that might happen, and they're going to have somebody come at them, and they're going to have to figure out a way to defend themselves, or they're going to have to back off of their opinion or just run away from the whole situation, at which point you have no authority. See, if I state an opinion and somebody challenges my opinion and then I just back off and don't say anything, or I just kind of acquiesce to what they're saying, I have no authority in the eyes of anyone who observed that, because they're like, you're not even standing on what you said you believed in. I mean, why would I follow you? Why would I listen to you? You don't know as much as you claim to know about this topic, because as soon as you got challenged, you fold it up like a house of cards. This is the reason why a lot of people don't want to state their opinions these days. And I completely understand, because a lot of people are just very averse to conflict, especially internet conflict. Again, when you're dealing with this vaporous type of adversaries who they don't have to stand on anything they say. They can say something completely ridiculous. They can try to gang up and mob and bomb your profiles or whatever. And that's something a lot of people just don't want to have to deal with. I completely get it. And this is why a lot of people will never have the right type of authority or the level of authority that they need to really help their brand or their business or their product, their service, or whatever it is to take off. They don't want to state and stand on a strong opinion, even though we all have them. Now, let me give you a definition of this word authority so that we're all on the same page, because today's episode is about building your authority. Authority is the power to influence others, especially because of one's recognized knowledge about something. So for you to have authority, people must recognize that you know something. Now, for people to recognize that you know something, you don't necessarily have to have an opinion for people to recognize that you know something. I mean, if I go to college, then that recognizes that I know. Man, college is not a good example, is it? All right, shout out to everybody who's in college. But college is not a good example to recognize that you know something. Maybe you wrote a book. Maybe you are, I don't know, maybe you've been on a TV show. Maybe you got your own TV show. Maybe you got a podcast that you put out every day. Maybe you YouTube every day about, you do makeup tutorials. There's something that you have demonstrated your knowledge in some way, shape, or form that gives you that authority. I'm going to explain to you here today why you must have an opinion in order to really, really lock into that authority. Point number one, and to have people know you know something, okay? For you to have authority, you got to have people know you know something. Understand that something that you know has to be more than what any of us can read in a book. Because if I came here on this podcast and told you, hey, I'm going to tell you about discipline and confidence and mental toughness, None of those phrases is a brand new phrase to anyone who tuned into this podcast. However long you've been listening, if you've been here since the first episode, if today is your first episode, you've been listening for 6 months, you heard of confidence, you heard of discipline, and you heard of mental toughness, all of those phrases you heard of and had a general, at least a general idea of what they were before you heard of Dre All Day and before you heard the Work On Your Game podcast. So why are you listening to it? If I'm talking about something that you already know, it's because I'm giving you an angle, I'm giving you an opinion on these topics that is different than what you can get anywhere else. That's what gives me the authority. It's not that I came up with something brand new out of the sky that never existed. I'm taking something that everybody knows about, but I'm giving you my opinion, my angle on it that makes it unique from anybody else's angle. That is what gives authority. It can't just be what you can read in a book. So if I just came in here and read you passages about discipline from somebody else's book, or something about confidence out of the dictionary, or something about mental toughness off somebody's whack-ass blog post, what's my purpose? What purpose am I serving? What am I doing? I'm just in the way. I'm just taking up space, because all I'm doing is sharing something that everybody can get. Anybody can get knowledge that comes out of a book. Because if all you got is the knowledge that comes out of a book, or something that somebody else said, or something that the general public pretty much already knows, you are in the way. You don't have any authority, and people will not listen to you for very long because you're not giving them anything that they can't get themselves from anywhere else. Your opinion, when you offer your opinion on a subject, for example, I did a TED Talk, TEDx UNLV, and at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas in April 2016, actually around the exact same time that this podcast came out. I believe I gave it maybe a week before this podcast debuted. As a matter of fact, my topic at that talk was too much confidence is not your problem. It was a counterintuitive topic because obviously everybody wants to raise their level of confidence, right? But if I tell people raise your confidence as high as it could possibly go, I mean, just super, super unbelievably high. A challenge that some people have, well, Dre, what about if my confidence is too high? What if I'm too confident? What if people call me cocky? What if people call me arrogant? The whole purpose of that talk was for me to share my opinion that there is no such thing as having too much confidence. Now, whether you agree with that or you disagree with it, and of course, I offered a lot of supporting evidence as to why I believe that, and you can look up that talk. Just go to YouTube, type in Dre Baldwin, and type in TED Talk, and you'll see I've done four of them, actually, so you can watch that one and the other three while you're at it. The point of it, whether you agreed or you disagree, was that I was offering you an opinion. I was standing on that opinion by giving you supporting evidence. I'm standing on a stage on camera and letting it be recorded that I have this opinion. So I can't just one day say, okay, no, I didn't really say that, or you're misconstruing my statement, or you're misrepresenting what I said, you're misquoting me. I can't claim any of that. Why? Because I went and recorded that for everybody to see. This is Dre's opinion on this topic. Now, that doesn't mean I can't ever change my opinion. But if I do, then I got to have some reasons why I'm changing it, because I went there and I stood on that platform that too much confidence is not your problem. I'm giving you an opinion. That is what creates the authority on the subject. Again, whether you agree or you disagree, your opinion displays a higher level of understanding of a piece of information, not just that you know it and that you can repeat it. Listen, anybody who can listen to this podcast, you can learn something and you can repeat it. All right, because all of you have gone to some level of schooling. All of you have some amount of schooling. I don't care if it was fifth grade. I don't care if you went to school for 15 years. If you did the college, you did grad school, you got a bachelor's, you got a, I don't even know what the other ones are, PhD, a JD. To have people know you as an authority, this is the point that you're getting here. This is point number one. Today's topic is authority having an opinion. You got to display an understanding that goes deeper or a higher level, whichever direction you want to go, meaning the exact same thing, a higher level of the knowledge. So the knowledge is confidence helps you do what you want to do, helps you be who you want to be. You stand out. You believe in yourself a little bit more. You'll probably take more actions. You'll be willing to take more risks. Doesn't everybody already know that about confidence? So if that's all I had to say, you wouldn't be listening to me. You wouldn't have read The Super You, which is my book on confidence that you can get at dreallday.com/super as part of the Bulletproof Bundle. Point number two, today's topic is authority. If you want to have authority, you must have an opinion. Number two, not everybody will agree with your opinion. And this is the real crux of building authority. A lot of people fail to build authority, or neglect, rather. It's not even that they're failing. They neglect. They just opt out of the game of building authority because they are very well aware that once they state an opinion, somebody's going to disagree, and then they're going to have to go maybe go back and forth with this person, maybe double down on their opinion, maybe back off of their opinion because they don't want to deal with the wolves on the internet who may come to attack them for their opinion. And this is why very few people are able to establish real authority in life. They don't want to deal with that conflict. You don't want everybody to agree with your opinion. This is the revelatory statement right here. You do not want everybody to agree with your opinion. There are some opinions that I have about confidence, about sports, about, I got opinions about a lot of things. And everybody will not agree with those opinions. But here's the difference right here. I am willing to state my opinion. I'm willing to stand on my opinion. And I'm willing to go toe to toe with another person who disagrees with my opinion. And we can agree to disagree, as they say, or we can just keep going back and forth until somebody runs out of things to say. It won't be me. You got to be willing to stand on your opinion, because people will disagree when you have a real opinion. This is what you want. You want people to disagree with your opinion for a couple of reasons. When you have people who disagree with your opinion, this is what it shows. One thing it shows is that you will stand for something that is possibly controversial. It shows courage. A lot of people don't want to stand on anything that they'll be disagreed with on because they don't have the courage to go back and forth with another person. They don't want to deal with the stress that comes with conflict. Another thing that it shows, you're supporting arguments. Somebody challenges your opinion and you offer some arguments to support what you said because they're challenging what you said. Defending your position shows that you know more than surface information. See, if all you know is that, okay, when you're confident, you'll believe in yourself and you'll try more and you'll work hard. And even when it doesn't work out, you'll come back the next day and you'll do it again, buddy. It can definitely work out. If that's all you know, you have no authority. But if you can support what you say about confidence, like too much confidence is not your problem. And somebody says, well, what if somebody calls you arrogant? I say, so what if they call you arrogant? That's their problem. Is not your problem. That is a supporting argument. Whether you agree with it or not is the fact that I'm supporting the argument and defending my position. It shows that I have thought about this more than just the information that any bum with a Wi-Fi connection can get off Google. What does that do? That creates authority. The fact that I will stand on my opinion and the fact that I will support it with something that goes deeper than what any clown can pick up off the internet, those two combined establishes my authority, even when people disagree with me. But again, you must be willing, if you're going to build your authority online, we're talking about online, because eventually your authority is going to get online somehow, some way. Even if you don't get online, somebody's going to read your book, or they're going to hear you talk, and they're going to start talking about it on the internet, and then other people are going to talk about it. If they really, really disagree, they're going to put a lot of energy into it. What did we talk about in yesterday's episode? Energy. People are going to start paying attention to it. You eventually going to have to speak for that. You're eventually going to have to stand on that. Are you willing to deal with the possible stress? I mean, it's not stressful to me to get into a back and forth with someone who disagrees with me. I don't think it's stressful to, I don't know, Rush Limbaugh to get in a back and forth. I don't think it's stressful to Stephen A. Smith or Skip Bayless to get in a back and forth with someone who disagrees with them because they are so used to that conflict. And again, when I say conflict, that doesn't mean it's necessarily a negative thing or anybody's trying to kill anybody or a verbal altercation. We can call it that. Same thing. Are you willing to deal with that enough that it can become just comfortable for you? Because if it makes you uncomfortable to get into those situations, you can never establish authority, because any person who's in authority will be challenged. Any of you who's in a position of authority, even if you're not on the internet trying to build a brand, so to speak, if you're in a position of authority, you will be challenged. If you're a boss at a job, you'll be challenged. If you're a manager, you'll be challenged. If you own a business, you will be challenged, because somebody's going to disobey your rules. You're going to tell somebody to do something. They won't do it. Somebody's going to go completely against the policy and everybody's going to know that they did it. And everybody's going to be looking at you to see how you're going to handle that situation. You're being challenged in that situation. The question is, what are you going to do about it? If you're not willing to deal with that, you're not willing to lead. Point number three. Today's topic is, to have authority, you must have an opinion. An opinion, ladies and gentlemen, you know what it shows? It shows that you are an independent thinker. And independent thinkers, day by day, are getting in shorter and shorter supply. They are an endangered species. I went to the zoo in Miami in February of this year, and almost every animal, a lot of them, I mean, it was a high percent. We looked at every single animal that was there. They had these signs. You know, when you go to the zoo, there's this sign next to their enclosure, wherever it is, that tells you what the animal is, where it's from, what areas of the country, maybe a fun fact about it. And in the zoo, Miami, they had this little notation on each animal to let you know what was their status in the world, whether it's they are not at risk at all the way down to like alarmingly endangered species, meaning there are some animals who are so endangered that all of them that exist in the world or all of them that exist in a certain part of the world are in zoos. They're in some form of captivity just to maintain the species so they don't completely die out. The main reason, just as a side note, is human beings just moving in on animal territory to build buildings and condominiums and hotels and et cetera, because just more people than there is space. But anyway, that's a different topic. The whole point of me bringing that up is this. In the world that we're in today, the endangered species are the independent thinkers. People who have an opinion that may be contrary to what everybody else believes. people who are not swayed by groupthink, the people who look at what everybody else believes and they know immediately, they instinctively know that if everybody's agreeing on a certain point, there's something going on in there that somebody's not examining. Because usually what everybody, quote unquote, believes is wrong. Usually what everybody believes is wrong. If you know anyone who's ever made money in the stock market or made money investing in businesses or even made money investing in people, I mean, the number one thing about investing is what? Get in early. Right? That's the number one thing about investing. If you can get into something early, then you're going to make a whole lot of money. If you got into Google or Apple iPods or Apple iPhones or anything that Apple made early before everybody said, you know what, this is the thing, you probably made a whole lot of money, or at least you have a whole lot of money right now, at least on paper, if you're still holding on to whatever investment that you made, is getting in early. And when you get in early, that means you're believing in something that most people are not believing in. Most people, some people may be indifferent, or people may just be looking at it and saying, oh, hell no, that's not going to work. These days that we're in, independent thinkers are in short supply because people don't want to go against the grain. Because going against the grain can lead to conflict. It can lead to verbal altercation. It can lead to your opinion being challenged. It can lead to your opinion being ridiculed. It can lead to people trying to make you look bad who you can't really make them look bad because you don't even know who the hell they are. Are you willing to deal with that? Are you willing to deal with the possible stress that comes from that conflict? If you're going to think independently, if you're going to have an opinion, first of all, you got to think independently. Because if your opinion just goes along with what everybody else says, then you blend into the crowd and you become more of a nobody than you'll ever be a somebody. And again, and if you're looking to establish yourself as an authority on something, these are the things that you need to understand. These days, we got the social media mobs, people who will attack anyone who goes against the groupthink of the masses. Anyone who goes against the groupthink of the sheep, you may possibly be attacked. Are you willing to deal with that? Can you deal with that attack? Many people never express an independent opinion, not because they don't have any, but because they are in fear of being challenged by one person, let alone 1,000. But if you want real authority in life, this is the exact battle you must be willing to fight. That's just what it is. A lion who kills an antelope in the wilderness, those hyenas are going to come. Hyenas don't come by themselves. Right, they bring friends. They come with 10, 20 of them things. Are you willing to kill off a couple of those hyenas to let them know that you're not going to take this kill from me because I got to eat tonight and my cubs are waiting for me to bring this back home? Are you willing to fight that fight against the hyenas or are you not? I mean, it's just a question. I'm not telling you that you are right or wrong, a good person or a bad person, whatever decision that you make, but you must make a decision. And no decision is a decision within itself. Let's recap today's topic, authority. If you want to have authority anywhere in life, you must have an opinion, whether that's online or offline. You got to establish an opinion. The definition of authority is the power to influence others, especially because of one's recognized knowledge about something. To have authority, people must recognize that you know something. And to have people know that you know something, you got to know something more, point number one, than what somebody can read in a book. Anybody can get knowledge that is written in a book or is blogged somewhere on the internet or is somewhere in the dictionary. You having an opinion displays that you've gone a little bit deeper or to a higher level than what everybody else can get. Not just that you know something and can repeat it. You know things and you can repeat them. You can get a college degree. If you have an opinion, you can have some authority. Point number two, not everybody will agree with your opinion. That is exactly what you want. Because when people disagree with your opinion and you stand on your opinion, it shows A, that you will stand for something that is possibly controversial, and B, you are supporting your arguments and defending your position. That shows that you know more than just the surface information. Put those two together. This is point number two that gets you the authority. Point number three, an opinion shows that you are an independent thinker. Independent thinkers are in short supply because people don't want to step out in possible conflict with a social media mob. A mob could be two people. It could be one person. It could be a million people. People who will attack you because you go against the groupthink of the masses and the sheep out there, the flocks of sheep out there who do not want to express an independent opinion for the exact same reason that I'm explaining right now. Many people do not express their opinions because they don't want to be attacked by that mob. But if you claim, if you want, if you yearn to have real authority in your life, that is the exact battle that you must be willing to stand in and fight. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, how to find yourself an agent to help you get your career started. And number four, 101 content creation ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at dreallday.com/game. That is dreallday.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.